keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rockin' and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
That's how you spell it, ragmop, but with just one G and I think just one P in the usual way. But that's not how the Four Kings did it in 1958 on Stomper Time. Of course, it was done in the late 40s, too, that song. Ragmop by the Four Kings with Willie Mitchell's band in the background there. I love that. Nice way to open up the January 9th, 2014. That's right, I said it, 2014. Edition of the Big Beat Show right here on WRSU-FM New Brunswick. My name is Lou Rollo, and I got the Nutmegs to continue this show. Guys, actually three more by the Nutmegs later on in the show. But right now, on Herald, of course, July 1955, here they are with Rock Me.
You're my 'cause honey, I love you.
Well, if you want my true love, baby, here's what you gotta do. You gotta hug and squeeze me, my knees and tease me, and that'll keep me loving you. Well, if you want my arms around me, here's what you gotta do. You gotta satisfy me, no, don't deny me, and that'll keep me loving you. Those it takes.
Lots of loving,
and a little
loving,
just to get along with me. Well, if you want my arms around you, here's what you gotta do. You gotta satisfy me, no, don't deny me, and that'll keep me loving you. Just to get along with me, loving baby, oh yeah, oh yeah, all right, oh yeah, all right, oh yeah.
Hello, this is Eddie H. of the Valentine. Welcome to the Big Beat Show.
Somebody's in love with somebody, somebody's in love with somebody, somebody's in love with somebody I knew. Somebody's in love with somebody, somebody's in love with somebody, somebody's in love with somebody I know.
Jackson with Jill, Jill's in love with Bill, Bill's in love with somebody I know. Al's in love.
Oh, you gotta love it. Mickey Tillman and an uncredited group, which brings up the question, who the heck is Mickey Tillman? I don't know. I don't think he had any other records. But he did have that one on VJ in 1958. I Have Chosen You, Mickey Tillman. The Chimes on Arrow Records preceded that, from 1958, with Lovin' Baby. And we heard Coco Tyson leading the Nutmegs on Rock Me. On the Herald label, of course, July 1955. And I said I got three more Nutmegs records for you a little later on in the show. But right now, I have for you The Enchantments. The Enchantments on Ritz. April 1963. Here's I Love My Baby, The Enchantments.
Chop, chop. Chop, chop.
Okay, for all you major doo-wop fans, there you go. Richie Records, 1961. That group was called the Versatones, and Hold Me Lover. And it was the Enchantments, Ritz Records, April 1963, or Ritz Crackers. No, I was right, Ritz Records, I Love My Baby. And now I'm going to play three songs by the Nutmegs. I think it is correct to say that no group has a body of work superior to the Nutmegs. No group, mid to late 50s group has a body of work superior to the Nutmegs, including their released and unreleased stuff, and even their later stuff. We heard one before, Rock Me, by them from July 1955. All of these will be on the Herald label, of course, New York's Herald label. And we're going to hear three of them. We're going to hear A Love So True from November of 1956. We're going to hear My Story from February 1959. But before we hear them, we're going to hear from April 1956 something called Key to the Kingdom, right here on the Big Beat Show.
Key, oh, no, no.
Give me the key to the kingdom of your heart. Darling, say that we will never ever part. Open the door, say you'll be mine evermore.
Gone. Oh, how I cried. special. Oh, won't you come home? Each night I cry. I need you, darling. Cried for you.
Just Story Untold and Ship of Love. They had a lot of great records, and we just heard three of them there with unique harmonies that very difficult for other groups to even copy. And they were street toughs too, by the way, and got in a lot of trouble. But anyway, the Nutmegs were great, great singers and great harmonizers. We heard Key to the Kingdom from April 56, A Love So True from November 56, and My Story, which is an absolute great recording by them, February 1959. Now, let's see. I wasn't here last week because of about 11 inches of snow. And actually, between where I live and here, there's one spot that floods once in a while. And it was a full moon. I'm not kidding you. And it probably was about 10 inches of water there, too. I didn't even try to get here last week. But there's another show archived at vocalgroupharmony.com for you to hear that you probably didn't hear for 13 years or so. It's a real old show that they kind of re-edited and put together for you guys to listen to. So vocalgroupharmony.com has a show that, you know, to get your fix, and I don't blame you one bit. That's a great place to visit for a lot of things. Check out Tony Fournier's, you know, Record of the Week, and there's Marv Goldberg and lots of other great stuff there. Joe Marchesani has a show there occasionally. Wonderful, wonderful show he puts together. Joe Marchesani, a role model to all of us other lesser DJs. He started it all, him and Tom Luciani. Anyway, so that's what happened. Now, in the next couple of weeks, actually, on January 23rd, I'm going to have a special guest. This is kind of a different special guest. Not real. Well, let me put it this way. His name is Bruce Grossberg, and he's the grandson of Herman Lubinsky, who ran Savoy Records from the 40s, with other subsidiaries, of course. And he knows an awful lot about the label and the family and so on and so forth. And we're going to have him here as a guest on January 23rd. Now, I okayed a format change for the Big Beat Show for that week. Only the second time in the history of the Big Beat Show, here since 1981, and I'm here since 94. It will not be only vocal groups, because I asked Bruce to bring some of his favorite records on Savoy, and Savoy didn't just have vocal groups. So I decided in this case that it's really, really worth it because, you know, Savoy Records, how important is that? And since it's Bruce Grossberg in the family, he has a lot of information to give us, too. So Bruce Grossberg will be here on January 23rd, all right? And right now, on January 9th, I have the Four Graduates on Rust Records from April 1963.
Picture an angel.
Some of us do today. And you know what he said? He began to say this. He
brothers who have left and went astray. But I don't care anything about that. I believe. I'm going on back to him. I've quit my way. I'm happy now. I'm traveling on back. Though the way may be so tight, I'm going to acknowledge. Yeah, I believe. I believe. Yeah, I believe. I'm going on home. Yes, I believe. I believe. I'm going to acknowledge.
Rhythm and blues, rock and roll, sometimes gospel and sometimes soul. You never know what you're going to hear on the Big Beat Show. In that set, we heard the four graduates from West Paterson, New Jersey on Rust Records, April of 63, Picture an Angel. And just now, from 1956 on Decca Records, Rosetta Tharpe and the Richmond Harmonizing Four, and I've Done Wrong. I believe she belongs in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, not... whatever her name is, who had no influence on rock and roll, though, but Rosetta Tharpe did, and I hope she's going to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame soon. All right, now let's go to a pretty rare 45 out of Philadelphia on Riff Records, written by H. Gillespie, so I guess that's Herman Gillespie out of Philadelphia. Riff Records, 1961. The group, The Groves, and this is Out of the Blue.
Out of the blue.
Why? As I stood there, face to face, in that sweet embrace, with all the stars above, I knew right from the start, when she had came into my heart, that no one could ever take her place.
Her touch of her hand was all so grand. While we wandered into love land, and she troubled herself to me while we were dancing.
Joan Rivers, and I also listen to the Big Beat Show on WRSU with host Lou Rollo.
Played that side of that record. It's Penny and the Overtones on Rim from May of 58. That's the other side of Walking My Baby Back Home. And every time I look at that record, I want to play Walking My Baby Back Home. But that's a really nice side, too. What Made You Forget? Penny and the Overtones. Just before that, on the Rift label, Rift, R-I-F-T, from 1959, The Castle Tones, We Met at a Dance. And ahead of that, on Riff, R-I-F-T, F from 1961, The Groves with Out of the Blue. And this next record, actually, it's a record about an old girlfriend I used to have. She really, you know, it didn't last very long because once I got to know her, I realized she wasn't very nice and she liked to drink a lot, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So I thought about her a lot, and the Gems actually sang a song about her. She was from New York City, by the way. And on Drexel Records from 1954, they sang about her. Her name was Kitty. Kitty from New York City.
Ba, 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 ba. ba 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 ba.
Do I know a chick as cool as she can be? Well, I know a chick cool as she can be. She's the kind of a dog that'll make you scream. Who's that baby you're talking about?
Well,
who's that baby you're talking about?
Well,
who's that baby you're talking about?
Well,
who's that baby you're talking about? That's Kitty from New York City. Do-ba-da, do-ba-da, jump, jump. Do-ba-da, do-ba-da, jump, jump. Long as you can buy, but when you go, she'll leave you high and dry. She'll take a drink of scotch or rum and sherry flip, then reach and get your glass and take a little sip.
And I'm my glass, man.
No matter what you drink, she'll have the very same.
Dark pool.
And always call the waiter. She knows them all by name. Now when you think she's ready for a little fun and joy,
uh-oh,
she'll look at you real cool and whisper, silly boy.
What?
Who's that babe you're talking about?
Well,
who's that babe you're talking about?
Yeah.
Who's that babe you're talking about?
Well,
who's that babe you're talking about?
That's Kitty
from New York City. Leave her alone, old man. That's my advice. Leave her alone, old man. That's my advice. Burn on certain floor. That chick sure looks real nice. It's a doggone pity. I love Pretty Kitty from New York City.
My darling, soft and low, that brings me many heartaches as the moments come and go.
Love, I know, is so true. But truly love, when grown so cold, love me when I'm old.
Love me when I'm old.
I love so, so deep. In my heart, my dear, and though we were departed, love me when I'm old. Well, I love you so, so deep in my heart. Say that we'll never part. Well, I love you, and also that you.
Say that we'll never part.
Oh, I love you so. Shooby-doo-wop, 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 shooby-doo-wop,
shooby-doo-wop.
Well, excuse me while I scrape myself up off the floor. That was the Black Hawks, recorded during the 50s for Lillian Claiborne around the Washington, D.C. area, but never issued. A cappella came out in the 80s on the Roadhouse record label, and I haven't recovered since. Love Me When I'm Old. And just before that, The Gems with Ray Pettis on lead, Drexel Records 1954, and Kitty from New York City. And here are the Eldorados.
Who could make me feel
So here we are, just living in a dream. Whereas won't even be in our skin. Why waste time and wait?
Yeah, we just heard, of course, unreleased El Dorados with A Love of My Own, recorded February 10th, 1956. And just now, Don't Be Late by The Shadows on Sitting In With from about 1954. Didn't look up the date on that one. See if we got time for another unreleased El Dorados. Lord Knows I've Tried, recorded January 11th, 58. Let's see if we can get it in.
Lord knows I tried.
Time for that whole thing, because I want to get the last record in. Thanks for listening tonight. Should be back next week right here on WRSU. And we'll finish up tonight with flipping over Kitty from New York City by the Gems on Drexel, 1954. And we're going to hear I Thought You'd Care. May harmony be with you. Till next time, thanks for listening, and good night. Here are the Gems.
I thought you'd care, but I guess I was wrong. I thought you'd care for me alone. You told me that you loved me and said you'd always be true. Now this broken heart needs mending, and it's all because of you. I thought you. If I love someone new, my new affair made no difference to you. Someone new. my new affair made no difference to you. You care.